In rural Washington state, people gathered this past weekend to celebrate the country's most famous unsolved hijacking. 37 years ago, a man known as D.B. Cooper seized a jetliner, received a ransom, and parachuted out somewhere over the southwestern part of the state. He then disappeared, along with most of the $200,000 in cash. Harriet Baskus visited the town of Ariel, Washington, and has this report on the party.
On my way there, I checked in with FBI Special Agent Larry Carr. The D.B. Cooper caper is his case now, and I thought we could carpool to the party. But Carr said thanks, but no thanks. I was on my own.
Go see what you see, and then bring that report back to me, and we'll vet out what's important or not.
Besides, Carr suspects Ariel's D.B. Cooper event is mostly about throwing back beers, throwing down theories, and gloating.
You know, everyone loves a story where someone got one over on the man.
He was right. By the time I find the town, an hour's drive north of Portland, the festivities are underway and the place is packed. Tavern owner Donna Elliott is hustling between an ancient cooler and a crock pot, slicing up ingredients for the D.B. Cooper stew.
I can't tell you all that's in it, but it's good. We go through about 40 gallons.
She puts in one last potato and then hustles out front to mix it up with a guy convinced he's met the real D.B. Cooper.
You were saying he was D.B. Cooper.
Well, I just talked with a man who has a very, very, very colorful past.
There.
Who had some very interesting opinions about D.B. Cooper.
I don't want to hear you knowing D.B. Cooper because it's not a proven fact yet.
A few tables away, Tammy Foreman Oaten holds court beneath a vintage parachute that's stapled to the ceiling. Her family is here, peddling a book about their unusual D.B. Cooper theory.
She grew up as a man and had a gender reassignment surgery and committed the crime soon after the surgeries were complete. So she was able to commit the crime looking like a man and change her clothes, put on a wig, and walk away as a woman.
D.B. Cooper's like trying to find Bigfoot. It's theories and whatnot.
Airline pilot Cliff Klug buys their theory, but he's open to hearing other scenarios. There's plenty of time for that in between the music and the D.B. Cooper lookalike contest. This year, there are only two entries.
Are you ready for a show of hands, and clapping, and screaming, and yelling for contestant number one right here with his hat on backwards?
Over by the bar, there are more theories. Kevin Sutherland thinks Cooper never made it.
He fell out of that plane and landed on a tree somewhere and died.
And Jeremy Arionis thinks he did make it.
I think that D.B. Cooper is sitting on the beach in Mexico, drinking and having a good time, yes.
And while no one can agree on the real identity of D.B. Cooper, Arionis and pretty much everyone else here seems to feel Cooper was some sort of hero.
He's a hero because he made it, yeah? He got away with something.
But just in case he didn't, Arionis says when he's out hunting for elk and deer, he's also on the lookout for bits of old parachutes and some of that missing cash. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskus.